أحمدك اللهم حمدا لا حد له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. I praise Allah and we thank Him for the gift of faith and for the gift of life and of the gift of being able to come to His house to worship Him together. As we gather here on this Friday, the 24th of December, the whole climate smells of Christmas, and we cannot be in isolation because we are part of a community. Our religion made it clear to us that two Eids have been appointed to us as Muslims. The Eid after the fasting of Ramadan and the Eid after pilgrimage. So these are our two days. This is what we believe in and this is what we teach our children. But there are indeed considerations to be taken. On the social and the human side, when people around us are joyous, it fills our hearts with joy. If we can make people more joyous and less miserable, well, this is an Islamic attitude. It is good to be courteous to our friends, because courtesy is contagious, and hopefully they will be courteous to us too. It is a season of human relations, if not a season of religious observance. We send the greetings and the Christmas cards and maybe presents. Our sharing and indulgence, however, is limited. In my days, I used to be invited to dinners by Christian friends, but only when there is no alcohol served and when there is no dancing or mixing. But there are not much of those these days. But there is another more serious aspect to Christmas. Because it is a commemoration of Jesus alayhi salatu wassalam. And the Jesus is ours also. We share Jesus. Allah speaks of Jesus in the Quran saying that He is the Spirit of God and His word that He bestowed on Mary. And the Quran speaks about Mary in terms like, "Behold Mary," the angel said, "God has chosen you and purified you and chosen you over the women of all nations." Indeed, Christianity and Judaism are the three monotheistic religions, and in spite of doctrinal differences, and we have doctrinal differences, yet with those differences, the Quran made them the people of the book, and they made it as if we were the three separate stems of the one root. And Allah says in the Quran, the same religion He enjoined upon you as the one He enjoined upon Noah, and that we reveal unto you that we enjoined upon Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, that you should steadfastly uphold the faith and break not your unity therein. Of course, the Quran was not short on delineating the differences and the doctrinal divergences, and yet in spite of that he made them the people of the book and kept the ultimate right of judgment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of judgment your return will be to us, and then we will tell you the truth about that wherein you differed. And so in spite of this, somehow we would like also to commemorate Jesus as one of our honorable prophets. Sometimes, however, we would like to tell our Christian friends how we feel about Jesus, because many of them either misquote us or distort our views or invent things about us which are not true, depicting us as the enemies of Christianity or the enemies of Jesus, which we are not. Indeed, sometimes we would wish that our Christian brethren would be more educated not only on Islam but on Christianity itself. We do believe in Christianity and we respect Christianity, but sometimes we find our Christian friends short of the standards of Christianity. And it might look paradoxical, expecting us to be inviting people to Islam, that it is our wish and will and a prayer that Christendom and the Christians would be guided to Christianity. And if you look all over history, if the Christian side, if the Christian world were more abiding by the Christian spirit and the ethics of Christianity and the teachings of Jesus alayhi salatu wassalam, there wouldn't have been the Inquisition. There wouldn't have been the Crusades. There wouldn't have been the state-organized kidnapping and slavery. There wouldn't have been the genocide, be it on the land of America or in South America or in Australia or in Germany's Holocaust or nowadays in Bosnia-Herzegovina. This is indeed a departure from Christian teachings, and very humbly and very lovingly we would like to draw the attention of our Christian friends to the essence of Christianity, because we are believers that when people transcend their own greed and creed and shortcomings and the prejudice and the bigotry to the realities of their own religions, then people would be more friendly and will find themselves together. Indeed, Christianity is the religion of peace. And yet, the maximal bloodshed was shed at the hands of Christians, not only perpetrated against people of other religions, but indeed inside Christianity itself, like between Catholics and Protestants. We would like to seek the opportunity of the season in order to call our Christian friends that we don't hate them, we don't hate Christianity, we wish them guidance, we wish them a meaningful remembrance of Jesus alayhi salatu wassalam, not through the parties, not through drinking and drunk driving, not through merriment and festivities only, because if Jesus were with us today, he wouldn't agree to what is done in his name. But we would like to invite them to the true spirit of Christianity, which is the spirit of Islam, and to tell them that when we wish for them to be so guided, and when we wish for them to know more about Islam, they would realize that Jesus was a Muslim. Because the word Islam means the submission to the will of God. And the Jesus and the Moses and the Abraham and all the prophets were in this sense Muslims, submitters to the will of God. And when we wish for people to come to the cause of God and to see the light of God, then this is not a sign of hatred, it is a sign of love. Islam is a loving religion, and we have to convey this message. Islam is a peaceful religion, and we have to break the myths around it. Islam is unknown, and we have to make it known. In all humility, in all lovingness, when I wish for someone to see the light of Islam, I consider this to be a sign of love and not a sign of hatred. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سألوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. We praise Allah and bear witness there is no God but Him and that Muhammad was His messenger and the apostle and the prophet. And we ask of Allah to guide us and guide humanity through us to the path He chose for humanity, expressed all over His various messages and messengers, concluded by the seal of the prophets Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. We live in a troubled world. We live in a world where religion is so often utilized to perpetrate evil and to perpetrate killing and to perpetrate wrongdoing even in the name of religion. Humanity needs teachers, and the teachers are few. And we Muslims are amongst the few qualified because we believe in the previous messages. Because when I speak about Judaism, I'm not an outsider. I believe in Moses and the Torah. And I believe in the teaching of their famous Rabbi Hillel when he was asked to summarize the religion of Judaism. And in his day he said, well, you know, if something is hateful to you, then do not inflict it upon your fellow human being. I wish it were true, but it seems that people have to be reminded. I would like to remind the Christians of Jesus giving his sermon on the mount saying, you have been told that people of old were told, love your relation and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and bless those who trespass against you. And I would like to quote the Quran to them saying, they are not equal, the good and the bad. So answer back with whichever is more graceful, so that he with whom you have enmity would be as those he was a bosom brother. This is the essence of religion, all religions, because the chain all came from God. But it is human frailty and the human turbidity and the human short-sightedness that treats religion in such a way. And somebody has to educate people, because we live in a civilization that harbors in its body the seeds of its own destruction. We ask of Allah to enable us to be the doctors of this sick humanity, to be the guiders of this stray humanity, and to join forces with all others who would like to work for the cause of God and God's justice and God's love. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجعلنا من أهل مرحمتك، وأحينا وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واغفر لشهدانا. اللهم اجعلنا أهلا لحمل رسالتك، واجعلنا من نشار نورك يا رب العالمين. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.